Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. On November 23rd at 4 p.m., there will be a live performance of the Nativity scene at the First Congregational Church. There will be actors in costume acting out the Christmas story. There will also be hot chocolate and treats. Make sure to stop by the farmers market this Friday from 10 to 2 at the grandstands and the fairgrounds. You'll find over 20 vendors selling items such as food, clothes, and other gifts and trinkets. Don't forget about the Audubon's weekly Friday morning bird walk. Meet at the North River Wildlife Sanctuary with naturalist David Ludlow. The walk starts at 8:15 and goes until 11:45. Birders of all levels are invited to join. Then meet at the Daniel Webster Wildlife Sanctuary on the 31st at 6:30 p.m. for the Winter Solstice Hayride. Bundle up and bring a box dinner for this fun evening. Learn about animals transitioning into the winter and enjoy the stars from Fox Hill. Then on the 22nd at 10 a.m., join teacher Doug Lowry for a Lino Cut Solstice card class. Learn about Lino Cut while you make cards for your friends and family. On the 27th is Printmaking for Kids. This event will start with a trail walk, followed by a printmaking class. Then on the 28th is the Winter Tracking and Wildlife Walk. Immerse yourself in nature while you search the trails for evidence of winter wildlife activity. For more information about any of these events, contact the Audubon Society. Now over to the library. On Wednesday at 11 a.m. is Family Storytime. This half-hour story time gives parents, caregivers, and children ages 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities followed by a playtime. It also reinforces important early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. Then on Thursday at 5 p.m. is the Tween Interest Group and Teen Advisory Group Winter Party. There will be hot cocoa, cookie decorating, winter crafts, games, and more. Registration is required, and this event is for 4th to 12th graders. Then the library will be closed from the 23rd through the 25th. On the 26th at 11, there will be a Winter Library Craft. At this special library craft event, there will be supplies for you to make your own winter creation. No registration is required, and this event is designated for kids age 2 to 6. The library's genealogy club will not be meeting this month. On Thursday the 27th at 2 will be the family movie screening of Disney's Frozen. This event is free, so come on by. Then on December 31st, the library will be hosting a noon Year's Eve party for kids and their caregivers. Meet at the library at 11:30 a.m. and count down to noon. There will be hat making, dancing, and snacks. Then on New Year's Eve, the library will close at 4 and reopen on the 2nd. Don't forget to swing by our newly updated website where you can stream all of our content on demand. Now you can watch your favorite local programming when it's convenient for you. That's marshfieldtv.org. While you're there, check out our podcasts. You can listen to conversations with our members, interviews with local artists, and podcasts made by our members, such as The Estuarine Gradient by Sarah Grady from the North-South River Watershed Association. Just scroll to the bottom of our page to find our podcasts. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. Just call 781-837-4384 to schedule an appointment to come in. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now for a fact about Marshfield. The White Holland turkey is a heritage breed of turkey famous for its white plumage. The White Holland is the product of the white European turkey crossed with native North American birds. The American Poultry Association first recognized the White Holland turkey in 1874. Later, in 1950, the White Holland was crossed with the broad-breasted bronze turkey to create the broad-breasted white turkey that we all enjoy today. They were also used to create the rare Beltsville Small White. Though they're not distinguished from the broad-breasted white by the standard of perfection, the Holland White is a hardier breed of turkey better suited for our winters. Because of that, they're the breed of choice raised by Gerard's Turkey Farm. Their historical importance and current significance in this town has landed them a dedication in the form of a street name. Just before Gerard's Turkey Farm, off of Ocean Street, you can find a cozy little cul-de-sac named White Holland Drive. Thanks for listening and have a great week.